back to the Meow My Podcast. I am Maija, your host, and this is
Sasha.
And who are you, Sasha? This is a good friend, Sasha. I met her out here in Anchorage. We met on a mom's page. We have a lot in common. Same age. Our kids are around the same age. And I'm happy she's here. I have not done a video like this in a while where I've been in person. I've just been doing, video recordings or voice recording. So I'm happy that she's here.
Yeah.
This week, I'm deciding to go a little off script because y'all know I've been doing a lot of soft girl, soft conversations, serious ones. This week, we're going to tighten up and make it about, like, girls' room, give it, like, a girls' room type of energy. The way that it'll go, though, is we'll play some games, have a little bit of conversation, and I hope that it resonates with y'all. So, first thing we're going to talk about is we'll play a game called Would You Rather, and it'll be Mom or Woman Edition. I'll ask Sasha some games that are, ask her some questions that are probably, like, crazy, but why not? First question I got, would you rather get 8 hours of sleep every night or have your house magically cleaned every morning?
I would say probably house cleaned.
What?
Yeah. Well, I definitely get my 8 hours. Because I'm a stay-at-home mom. So yeah, I get my 8 hours. Okay. Yeah.
I would rather have my sleep.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Because
you're up early.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in this phase of just tired, and I feel like I would much rather have my sleep than my house clean.
For sure.
I clean my house. All right. And you know what's so funny is the script says you would say clean house.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Would you rather have unlimited alone time or unlimited date nights?
Date nights.
Okay. I figured you would say that.
Yeah.
But I would rather have my alone time. I'm real big on, like, peace.
I get that.
Self-care.
That's valid, too, though.
Yeah.
Maybe I would.
Unlimited date nights, though, sounds fun, though.
Yeah. Just one-on-one date nights. Because, we could always do a date night, but, Nani's going to come, too, so.
But would it get boring?
Like, date nights? Yeah, you're probably right.
Because, like, what do you do?
Like, what do you do? You're going to run out of
ideas. Right.
Yeah, so you're right. Probably alone time.
But you get bored alone, too.
I don't think so.
You don't think you get bored?
Well, alone? If you were 100% alone all the time, yeah. But if it was, like, you choose, like, okay, 2 to 4 hours, you get that unlimited every day.
True,
go to the gym, the sauna, get a spa.
Does alone time count if you have kids?
No.
So how does that work, then? I feel like that's a weird question when you are a mother.
Yeah. You would need, like, a sitter.
I feel like that question is for single people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
If we got kids, we never
gonna be alone. Yeah, you can do it.
Man, you ain't never gonna be alone. We got kids. Okay. The main conversation, and that was just a little icebreaker. The main conversation I wanted to talk about, right, is we are in two different phases of our lives in the sense of, like, we have things in common, but, like, you're married and I'm not married, mm-hmm. right? This season that I'm in, I feel like I'm in, like, a more finding myself type of phase. What does that look like for you as a wife? You feel like it's hard for you to still find yourself with a companion?
No. I definitely struggled with it a lot growing up, but I do feel like, even though, marriage is hard and it's definitely not perfect, my life in general is not perfect, I do feel like I feel the most fulfillment out of life being a mother and a wife.
Okay.
And so I feel like that's me. Like, that's,
you've grown into that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like it's your identity? You know how, like, people say, like you make this your whole identity.
Yeah.
You know, like, girls be like, I'm a mean girl, then they be like, that's their whole identity.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like being a wife is your identity?
Like, I'd say more so a mom. But just a mom, a wife, a homemaker. But
probably. Like that. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. I know, like, for me, I listened to the scripture the other day, and they talked a lot about, like, purpose and calling and all that. Do you feel like your purpose was to always be a wife? Did you have that
Absolutely.
Desire, like, growing up?
My whole life.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What about you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I still have the desire. What does that look like, though, for you in a space of, like, still wanting to be yourself, but, like, having someone there with you? You know how, like, we talked about, like, alone time and stuff like that? Like, what does that look like in your season of softness, I would say? Because, like, a lot of it is, like, reflecting on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you do that?
like, just have time for myself and be just myself. Right. Probably, I would say recently going to the gym. I signed up for this Alaska Club or whatever. So I go there. They do like 2 hours of childcare. So I'll take Nani and I get myself about an hour to work out. Then I do the steam room and sometimes red light therapy, whatever, to my shower. Yeah. And that's really like a nice, like, I guess, reset or just time for myself because, I don't know, it's just nice taking care of my body and not having to worry about, you know, is my baby okay, chasing her around and stuff like that. So,
as a wife, do you feel like you could still, like, grow into your phase of softness with Jaden? Like, y'all can, like, I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you mean. I think it's possible. But, like I said, marriage is hard. Yeah. And we've, you know, it's just been hard lately. So, you know, we're still, it's hard trying to find that when I got to figure out the marriage. You know, getting that to where, not perfect, because it's never going to be perfect. Right. But at a level where,
like, consistent, like,
just solid and strong.
Yeah,
and
like a strong foundation.
Yes.
So. And y'all been married for how long now?
A little over 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it like in the beginning? You know, they talk about, like, the hard first year of marriage where it's like you wish, like, you that'd be the moments when people like, really feel tested. You felt like y'all had that?
So, our first year of marriage was mostly long distance because I was stationed in Florida and he was here. So, that part was very hard. But not the hardest.
There's been hard.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, we've had hard, trust me. Okay, the next game we'll play is called Soft or Struggle. Doing skincare at 10 p.m. while your kid is still awake, soft or struggle? Like, you think that's a soft moment or you think that's like a struggle moment?
Struggle.
I think it's a struggle. Grocery shopping alone. Do you get the grocery shop alone?
Sometimes. I don't really like to.
No?
No, I like to take
notes. Oh, I love it.
Really?
Yes.
I get in and out. I get that.
And Isaiah likes to touch everything in the grocery store.
Like, you don't put them in the little...
Yes, and he like, I'll grab strawberries, and he'll be like, berry. So now he wants a strawberry. Yeah. I'll grab apples, now he wants apples. It's like, Isaiah, we get the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty. I will give him the strawberry. You know, I'll be like, yeah, rent it. I'm like, listen.
I've done that before, too. You know,
kids,
like, you buying anything?
You, exactly. Yeah. Folded laundry or watching a show?
While watching a show? I say soft.
Okay, I think that's soft, too.
Yeah.
But when you got Nani, too. Does Nani let you, like, do that in peace?
Yeah.
I would say.
She'll, like, the only thing I have to worry about is, like, her... If it's in my room, she likes to get my makeups where she can get to it. So she won't, like, mess it up, but I got to, like, keep an eye on her. So it's kind of, like, a little more.
Okay.
Not as peaceful.
It's not soft for me. It's a struggle.
Yeah.
Isaiah likes to grab the clothes off the bed and throw them around the room.
Right up
as I'm folding them. So I just get frustrated, and it's just like, I'll do this when you go to bed.
Yeah.
This is not a soft moment for me.
No, I get that.
Okay. Saying no and not feeling bad about it.
And not, like, you genuinely do not feel bad about it? I don't know.
That's a soft moment. That's empowerment.
Right?
I mean, I've grown into a phase where I used to always say yes because I was afraid to say no to people. Like, I feel bad. And, like, now it's like, I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. No, I think I always, like, just... For them, not always, but a lot of the times I'll feel, like, bad. Like, even if I'm like, okay, I needed to say no in this moment, I feel like, dang, like, did I hurt their feelings?
What do you feel like was one of the most challenging examples recently where, like, you said no?
Said no?
Where it was like, I feel bad, but I got to. I always say no. I always feel bad when I'm, like, Isaiah sick or something, and we, like, about to hang out.
And make plans.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that, too.
I'd be like, dang, I feel bad.
Yeah.
But, like, he really do be sick. It'd be like, all right, now what? Like,
yeah. I will say that when you had your get-together, I definitely felt bad.
Yeah.
Well, because that wasn't something that I was, like, I think it's different, like, when it's, like, you're setting a boundary saying no versus, like, just you can't make it happen. So, right. It's, like, no. So, yeah, I definitely felt bad.
Oh, Sasha girl. Okay, next game we got is Girl Be For Real. And I like this one. I think this one's funny. Girl Be For Real. When's the last time you had real me time? Like, you could say, I enjoyed this 2 hours to myself.
Probably last week when I was at the gym. Whenever I go.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I think the last time I went, I don't even remember, but just like having the workout space, you know, just, you know, working out is just great. I'm not to where I want to be, but you know, just feeling your body get stronger.
Yeah,
and just how you feel after too, sitting in the steam room, taking a nice shower.
I've never gone to the steam room after the gym.
You have to.
I've never.
We gotta go.
Honestly, I'd be so tired and sweaty that I'd just be ready to go home and take a shower, like, and freshen up immediately.
Well, that's the nice thing about the Elastic Club, because you can...
You go immediately after the gym in the steam room?
Mm, it's in the locker room. So I work out, and then you have to be... You're either naked with a towel or in your bra and underwear or swimsuit, whatever. So I'll just strip down, bra and underwear, put a towel over, just go sit in the steam room and then straight in the shower. It's nice. I think you'd like it.
I know. I keep saying it.
Yeah.
It was something I was about to ask you and I just totally forgot. Dang, I forgot. Okay, I'll think about it after this. Are you a coffee girl?
Mm. Caffeine. I like my Alani.
Okay. How many times do you feel like you drink those a week?
Probably every day.
Alani?
Either coffee or Alani. Usually Alani, though. Once a day.
You're so weird. I've never seen you drink coffee.
I'm not big on it. I have a Keurig, but I really don't use it that much. But sometimes I'll go to, like, the little coffee huts.
Oh, okay. I remember the question. Do you feel bad when you, like, have me time? I know for me, like... Isaiah, I'm off tomorrow, and I'm taking Isaiah to daycare because daycare's still open. But I feel so bad about taking the daycare when I'm off.
I get it.
Like, do you feel bad when you have that time to yourself, but, like, you don't have your kid with you? And it's like, I should have my kid with me, but I also deserve the time to myself. Like, you ever
I would say no, and because for me, I'm with her all day. And so I get your perspective because I think you would probably say you feel bad because you're not getting that time with him, right? Since you have the day off. Yeah. I think that's definitely... the difference. Okay. But I the only times I do is because I'm like, damn, well, Jaden worked all day too, you know, she probably got kids a long time. But yeah, I love my baby so much, but I'm like, girl, like,
I always feel bad, like, if I get off early, like Fridays I get off early at 1 and I'm like, do I go pick up Isaiah or do I go home and take a nap?
Yeah.
And I'm like, sometimes I feel guilty.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, I feel so bad. I'm like, all right, I probably should go pick him up.
I get it, but it's definitely important for you, too, to have that.
Needed,
you know?
100%.
Because you're at work all day, girl. You need, you know, you need your time. Everybody needs their me time.
100%. Okay. If you could give any advice to a young mom, because we young, a young mom who's married with a kid about softness and being able to, like, choose you in those moments where, like, it is rough and you're married, the marriage is, you know, going through a rough patch, what would you say?
Like what is it, like, just on how to live a softer life? Mm-hmm. Or I don't know,
like, if you was looking at your younger self right now, what would you tell her?
I think, okay, this might be a little corny. I think when you're in a spot in your life where you feel like you just need more softness, or I feel like focusing on your relationship with God helps that a lot.
100%.
It really does. 100%. Like, I just, what's that one scripture about when Jesus, it's in Matthew, I just read it because I started the New Testament, but about Jesus talking about taking his yoke or... You know, his burden is light and easy. Or I'm
like
so sorry. I'm
not,
no.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to find it. But just, I don't know. That's the times in my marriage and just life in general, I have felt the most softness is when my relationship's strong, the strongest with God.
I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. As I've grown into this season of, like, softness and stuff, when I really started focusing on Bible study and, like, reading the scripture and going to church, it felt so much easier to, like, grow into that season.
Yeah. 100%. And there's no way to explain it except for it's just God.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, because sometimes it's like you don't see anything changing in your life. Mm-hmm. It's still the same. But it's just the peace that you have and it just makes things easier, I think.
Yeah. The word you said, peace, like, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. Like, reading the scripture and stuff, I'd be like, dang, like, I feel good now.
Yeah.
Like, and all it was the word. Like, all it was the word. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I love it.
That's crazy. If I could give advice to my younger self today, I would probably tell her to listen to her, it like internal instincts more.
Your intuition.
And like, yeah, like trust yourself more. Cause like I put myself in situations where it was like, I probably shouldn't have did, like I should have trusted myself. Is this, cause I knew.
You're just your younger self in general? Or,
Yeah. Okay. Like, I probably would have been like, girl, like, you need to trust. You know that that's not the right thing to do. You know that, like, you should have left that situation.
For sure.
And you didn't. So, now we're here today. You know? I'd also probably say, like, prioritize myself more and don't feel guilty. Like, I've always felt guilty for saying no for, like, things. And, like, even now as a mom, I always feel guilty when it comes to, like, things rising. Even when I'm at the grocery store, I'm buying, like, snacks for me. And I'm like, I cannot go without buying nothing for myself, you know?
Yeah.
If I got extra money and I go to, like, I don't know, we at the grocery store or, like, the mall or something, and I know it's something I really need, I still go out my way to buy stuff for myself. Yeah. Like, I always feel, and that's just a mom thing in general.
Yeah, I think it is. It's like a natural, I feel like as much as you want something for yourself, you kind of do for your kids.
Yes, 100% agree to that. What advice would you give when it comes to, like, rest and prioritizing your peace?
If you can, just take time out of your day to...
It's not that easy, though.
I know it's not. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't think this is for me. Because, you know, I have a whole different, dynamic. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean...
Even as a stay-at-home mom, though, you can't be at peace all day. You don't get rest all day, as a stay-at-home mom. So what, even in that season that you're in, because I know I for sure don't get peace all day.
Yeah.
Even as a stay-at-home mom, where you are in your space, you don't get that peace and that rest. So how do you prioritize it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like taking naps when I, because I know like when,
sometimes
when I was on maternity leave, you know, I took naps when Isaiah and like, I still try to incorporate that me time even. Like, how do you incorporate that me time with being a stay-at-home mom?
If it's, like, during the day when it's just me and Nani alone, I definitely... So, I do take naps with her sometimes. Or if she's taking a nap, I'll, you know, do a face mask, some skincare, watch a show, I definitely... Yeah, so I work it in my day like that, you know, if she's sleeping or when Jaden comes home, you know.
Like, just work it in your day?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you get exhausted even as a stay-at-home mom?
Yes, but not in the sense of, like, I'm tired because I've been, you know, actively doing stuff all day. Because I keep my home clean, but, you know, it's only so much you can clean your house and so much you have to clean your home all day, you know, like, to keep up with it. But, you know, like, taking Nani out, doing stuff with her like that. What did you ask me?
About, like... rest, like staying home even as a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, if I get like exhausted?
Yeah.
I think it's not exhausted, but your life is very repetitive. Like it's you don't point. You know, and I told Jaden this too, like when he goes to work, you are around other adults and you can have different conversations, and I really sometimes envy that because I'm, you know, love my baby and I wouldn't trade being a stay-at-home mom for the world. But it's like I miss having adult conversation. And sometimes I feel like when I get it, I feel like I don't even know how to like
socialize. Interact with people.
Yeah, because I'm just like my whole life is just me and a baby, an adult. Yeah. Okay.
It does. It gets even at work though. My life is just as repetitive. You know? Yours is repetitive because mine's as repetitive as the same thing at work. Yeah. You know, wake up, go to PT, do the same thing.
Right.
Wear the same uniform. At least I gotta wear the same uniform every day. At least you get to wear cute clothes at home.
Girl,
I would have me some cute lounge outfits for every day. Like, do you still, because, like, this was a question that my aunt asked me before. Like, even at home, do you, like, get up and get dressed and, like, because when I was a stay-at-home mom, I used to, like, when I was on maternity leave, like, I would purposely get up and, like, get dressed, put on some good perfume, and like do my makeup a little bit. Like, do you do that often?
I think some days you have to. Like, you know, I think when I wake up and I know, like, you know, just the mood, the vibe, the energy is not going to be the best.
Right.
That's when I'm like, okay, get up, you know, get ready. Even though if it's a day I'm not going to go anywhere, but I try to go out every day, so I do get like ready. You know, like I will. Maybe not makeup, but, you know, do my hair. Okay, that's somewhat presentable, you know.
Just look cute, I honestly used to, like, do, like, a little bit of, like, concealer and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, just make myself look cute. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, motherhood is rough. Yeah. Like, it could definitely be rough. Like, Nani is she's sane compared to Isaiah. That
he's just a boy. He's just a little boy. He's got that crazy.
He's 100% crazy. Okay. Well, I think that is it. Is there anything else that you want to say to the people?
No, but thank you for having me on. Yes, it's y'all. Been fun. It's it been was real. Fun.
If you could give a journal prompt for them to focus on this week, what would it be?
How can I prioritize God in my day-to-day life better?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I would say that.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good, because I did Bible study last night, and I actually watched this video that talked about, like, your purpose and your calling and the difference, because honestly, growing into my faith, I honestly didn't know what the difference is. I thought it was the same thing, like purpose and calling, okay. Two different things. Purpose is who you are and what you are. Calling is how you be those who and what. That makes sense.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
I never.
Just
knew, like,
so interesting. Yeah. So it's how like who you are, your identity, right? Like you are the light. You are, and then like what is like, how the guy explained it was like you are the salt and you are. The light that God, and then your calling is how you be those things. So like the season that I'm in right now, like how can I be the light? How can I like sprinkle my salt and my lightness onto people? Which was really smart, right? Yeah, I loved it. I honestly wrote it down in my journal. I was like, I'm gonna put this up somewhere because that was the cutest.
You can see the journaling, right?
Yes, yes. The journal prompt that I had last night was like, how do I incorporate God? Like, how am I intentional about including God in like my purpose and my calling, like trusting him in that season of my calling, like with who I am in that season, what I am in that season, and like how do I be that like in my calling, I would say. But yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Thank y'all for tuning in though. I am your host, Myasia.
It's Sasha.
Bye y'all.
Bye.